Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you.
Welcome again to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton from Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries. Again, praise God. Welcome, listeners. This is the portion of our morning where we command our morning. And the scripture focus is Job 38, 12 through 13, coming out of the Authorized King James Version. And it says, "Hast thou commanded the morning since thy day, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it?" This is where we are giving our morning, our day, the issues of life, commands and instructions, and then walking them out by faith. Amen. This is where we walk in our authority, the authority given to us by Jesus Christ, and we command our day. We command the way things should go according to God's will. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started. My two co-hosts are not on as of yet. Deaconess Angela Campbell and Sister Tangela Lewis. We're waiting for them to jump on, and we will go forth and cover you in prayer, answer your prayers, give God some praise and worship to start our day off. Amen. So we're going to jump right in and start off with our opening prayer. If you get the opportunity, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page. You can keep up with the ministry. You can interact with the ministry. You can leave prayer requests. You can ask biblical questions. Just anything that you can do with your local ministry, pretty much you can do with FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Amen. So let's go ahead and move into our opening prayer. Father God, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We give you glory, Father. We uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father. We walk in the authority of Jesus Christ, Father. As your word says, Father, all power and authority was given to him. And, Father, the scripts also tell us, Father, that we are joint heirs, Father, with Christ, Father. We sit at your right hand with him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Father, that we sit on your right-hand side, Father, that position of power and authority, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you, Father, and uplift your name. We thank you and glorify your name. Hallelujah. Wherever you're at, take this time and give God some praise. God says to praise him in all things, no matter what situation you're going through. Give him praise. When we pray, he sends angels. When we praise him, God himself shows up. So let's give God praise this morning. Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we thank you and magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. We uplift you today, Father. Your word says, Father, you be uplifted, Father. You will bring all men into you, Father. You will draw all men into you. So, Father, this morning, we give you praise. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, Father. We, Father, bring to your remembrance, Father, the sick, Father, those that are having issues with their health, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know, Father, that by the stripes of your Son, Jesus Christ, we are completely healed. I speak to every devil, every demon, in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave the people of God now. Healing is the children's bread, Father, and we decree and declare, Father, that you give us our daily bread. Daily, Father, we get healing and restoration, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we cast out every devil, every demon, Father, that's trying to bring affliction and sickness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You cannot attack these bodies. You cannot attack these temples of the Holy God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just praise your name. We uplift your name, Father. We decree and declare victory this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray, we decree and declare, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Father, that you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation, Father, that gives us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you, Father, for we know you through the Son, and we pray that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our being, may be enlightened, flooded with light, Father, daily, by Holy Spirit, hourly, Father, by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your people, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ, Father, when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him the supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in heaven. I mean, all things in all believers. Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. We uplift your name, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we decree and declare peace in our homes, Father. Father, we decree and declare victory in our homes, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, victory in every situation, Father, that we go through in life. And the situations that we go through, Father, we ask, Father, that you just give us the strength, Father, to make it through victoriously, Father, in the name of Jesus, as Christ comes. Father, was not able to pass him, Father. Some cups, Father, we may not need, Father, to let them pass us, Father, but to go through them, Father. So give us the strength, Father, to take on the cups, Father, that have come our way, Father, because we are victorious and we are defense cities, Father. According to your word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare victory, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that we have more than enough. We decree and declare, Father, that wealth and riches shall be in our homes, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that you fill us with wisdom every day about every situation, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we ask, Father, we pray for fellowship with you, Father. A relationship, Father, based in fellowship, Father. Father, help us to see ourselves as you see us, Father. Let us know the value of ourselves, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, give us a zeal, Father, to praise you. Give us a zeal, Father, to carry out your will, Father. Let us be zealous, Father, quick, Father, to move, Father, at your commanding, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and uplift your name. Hallelujah, Father. We praise your holy name, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For you have given your angels charge over us. Father, that we meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father. You have given us power over serpents, scorpions, and all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall, by any means shall hurt us. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father, for your word, your law says, Father, if you be for us, Father, who can be against us? Who can be against us? What can be against us? What can be victorious over us, Father? Nothing, Father, because you are with us, Father. So we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you for the victory, Father. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just uplift, Father, these world leaders, Father. Father, we ask, Father, that you blow in their hearts, Father. You have your way, Father. Your will be done, Father, in earth as it is in heaven, Father. Your will be done, Father, in earthen vessels, Father, as it is, Father, in heaven, Father, so that your will be done in the earth, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you now, Father. We thank you and uplift your name now, Father. We magnify your name now, Father. Hallelujah. For you are truly, truly, truly worthy to be praised, Father. We thank you, Father. We uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name. Father, we uplift those and bring to your remembrance, Father, those, Father, that are hungry, Father, those that are homeless, Father, those, Father, that are suffering, Father, from depression in these holiday seasons, Father. Father, we just pray, decree, and declare joy over them, Father. Hallelujah, Father, that they are the recipients of your love, Father, through earthen vessels, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, use us in this season, Father, to minister, Father, to lay hands, to pray, Father, to be a blessing to others, Father. Let us, Father, this day, Father, become and be a living epistle of your word, Father. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, let us go out, Father, and lift you up and exalt you, Father, so that you will draw all men to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name, Father. We uplift your name, Father. Give us the opportunity to minister, Father, to police officers, Father, firemen, Father, politicians, Father, judges, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, those in authority, Father, those in high places, Father, princes and kings, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Let us speak your true gospel, Father, so that they will be changed, Father, that they will receive salvation, Father, and their souls will be saved, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, we uplift, Father, those in leadership, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We uplift those, Father, in church leadership. Father, many are weary, Father, in the name of Jesus, but we bring them to your attention, Father, and decree and declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they are restored, Father. Father, that they are made whole. They are brought back to a place of completeness, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we come against the enemy. We bind the enemy, Father. We bind every attack. Father, we bind everything that has come against church leadership, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come against the attacks, Father, against the apostles, Father. We come against the attack, Father, of the prophets, Father, of the pastors, Father. Hallelujah, of the teachers, the deacons, Father, even the ushers, Father, the choir members. Father, we come against, Father, every demonic and satanic attack, Father, and we command it back to the dark places, Father, where it has come from, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare victory today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your people know today, Father, that we are victorious, Father, that you have developed us, you have built us and made us, Father, to be more than just conquerors, Father, through your Son, Christ Jesus, Father, who loves us, who loved us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Father, and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, and uplift your name. We thank you, Father, and magnify your name, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We uplift those, Father, that are incarcerated, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask, oh, Heavenly Father, those that are incarcerated unjustly, Father, Father, right now, Father, that they are made free, Father, and that they are compensated, Father, for their wrongful detention, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that the truth comes out. Father, that the truth shines, Father, like the noonday sun, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, those that are incarcerated, Father, for things that they did do, Father. Father, we ask, oh, Heavenly Father, that you just blow on their hearts, Father. Give them ears to hear, Father, hearts to receive, and minds that will understand your word, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you give them wisdom, discipline, Father, everything, Father, that they did not receive, maybe from a missing father, a missing mother, Father, as your word says, Father, you will be a father to the fatherless, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, and bless them, Father, to walk out, Father, of incarceration free, Father, with a changed mind, a changed heart, Father, in the name of Jesus, decree and declare new things, Father. Hallelujah. Shine your light on their lives, Father, and make them victorious, Father, in all that they do, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we praise your holy name. We magnify your name, Father, in all these things, Father, that we have decreed, Father, and said before you. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we decree them to be so. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen. Amen. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. This is, again, our intercessory broadcast where we cover you in prayer. We cover your issues. We cover your homes. We cover your life. We cover the issues of life nationally and internationally as well. If you get the opportunity, please go to our FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Facebook page. Like the page. Keep in touch with the ministry. Throughout the week, you're going to get some good scripture. You can leave your prayer request so we can cover you in prayer. Throughout the week, you can ask biblical questions. You have some anointed men and women of God at the other end that you can interact with. Amen. And we have my two co-hosts on the line, Sister Tangela Lewis, praise God, and Deaconess Angela Campbell. We have some other callers on the line. We will get to them as well. And I think we have Brother Francis from the U.K., on the line. Brother Francis, are you there?
Yeah, Pastor Abaday.
God bless you, sir. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing well, thank you, by His grace.
Amen. Amen. God is good. Did you have a prayer request, sir?
Yeah, I have a prayer request. Seeking the Lord to confront and destroy any entity that is sitting on my destiny and also deny me of my financial liberty.
Praise God. Yes, sir. Anything else? We would definitely cover that prayer request. Amen. We will cover that prayer request. I will have Deaconess Angela Campbell cover you in prayer. Deaconess Brother Francis is asking for coverage over he wants the stronghold broken off of his finances. What God's desire is for his life. He wants that to come into fruition. And, of course, we're going to bind devils and demons that try to come against the fruition of God's will in his life. Praise God. Are you there, Deaconess?
Amen. Praise God, Pastor Melvin. I am here.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. You know, we're fighting demons and devils, but God is victorious. Amen. God is victorious.
Amen. Well, Deaconess,
and I
will
pray now, sir.
Yes, I'm giving it over to you and leaving it in your capable hands.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you and praise you and bless you. God, we exalt you for who you are. We thank you for being an awesome and mighty and sovereign God. We thank you, God, because there is nobody like you. We continue to thank you for every single month, every single day, every single minute of this year. We thank you for how you have manifested yourself. God, month after month. We thank you for the awesome things that you've done in Brother Francis's life, God. We thank you. You literally led him to this line, God. You led him to Blog Talk, God. And we're so thankful of it. You led him. And then as you led him, you gave him downloads and dreams, gave him revelation. You connected him with men and women of God that would touch heaven with him in the mighty name of Jesus. You are an awesome God. You said, hallelujah. You said that you are the good Father. You said, Father God, that you would not give us a stone if we seek bread. You would not give us a snake if we ask you for a fish. You know how to be a good father of us. Earthly fathers who are evil know how to give good gifts. How much more would you give good gifts to Brother Francis? And so, God, we thank you on today. Hallelujah. We thank you on today. Holy Spirit, we just yield ourselves to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We continue to ask you to search our hearts and our minds in the mighty name of Jesus so that there might not be anything that would hinder us being able to hear from you. If there's anything that's not like you, God, we repent for it. If we had a fault that didn't line up with you, line up with faith, we repent for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, because there are things that we come to petition you for and we just desire that there be no separation, nothing interfering in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We're believing you on today that, Father God, you will demonstrate the provider, that you are a provider, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, to Brother Francis. God, you desire us to know you in the many facets of who you are. And so right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're seeking you, God, to demonstrate your provision. You are Jehovah Jireh. And so, Father God, we just desire on today that you would demonstrate that in a mighty way in Brother Francis' life. And we go Rasha de Korababa de Korabase. E Korabama de Riosaya. Roshe Korabababa de Korabasti. We Barababa de Riosaya. We bind Ika de Robosande. We bind any attack on his finances. We bind and rebuke any devourers in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against Roshe Korabababa. Anything that would try to snatch the seed from this man of God in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for your provision. And we rebuke the hand of the enemy. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, that you know our destiny, Father God. You know the destiny of Brother Francis. Hallelujah. You said, Rababamande Korabase. You said before he was formed in his mother's womb, you knew him. Before he was formed in his mother's womb, you knew the purpose and destiny of Francis. And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke anything. We bind and rebuke anything that would try to stand in the way of what God has spoken over his life. We declare and decree that Brother Francis is and will continue to be all that God has called him to be. That he will walk into his destiny with complete confidence in the mighty name of Jesus. That he will walk in his purpose and anointing with complete assurance of who you call him to be. So, God, we declare and decree that every gift, every purpose will be stirred up on the inside of him. And that, Father God, he will walk it out with confidence. We thank you, God. God, I pray that you, even on this day, bring confirmation of what you're doing, of his destiny, him walking in it, that you and Father God give him more and more confirmation in the mighty name of Jesus, that the thing that you called him, that he's walking into, Father God, that that's you, and that everything else will be moved out of the way. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this man. God, we thank you for his faithfulness. Hallelujah. He has been faithful to get on the line, to connect with individuals that are seeking you. Hallelujah. And because of this, Father God, we know that you will bless him in every area of his life, because you said, Father God, that you, Father God, bless faithfulness. And so, God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing and how you're doing it in Brother Francis' life. Continue to demonstrate and to show yourself mighty in every area. And, God, we thank you for what you're doing and how you're doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Deaconess, for those fervent prayers. And we have another caller. From the 815 area code. Caller, are you there?
Yes, Chantel, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hello?
Chantel, how are you? Yes, can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. How are you this morning?
Yeah. Oh, good and not good. Things are up and down right now. For the past maybe a year and a half, I've gone through a lot with my concern for my grandchildren. Finally, they're living with me, and I'm really happy about that. All four of them and their mother are here living with me. We've just taken it one day at a time. I did receive a blessing. They came here with basically nothing but clothes and clothes they had from the shelter they were in, and it was placed on my mind and my heart to just reach out to the community for help. And so in the area of marketplaces where they buy and sell things, I had just asked if someone would donate us a tree and maybe some clothes for the kids for the winter. Well, there's been an outpouring of gifts that have come through this door. It's such a blessing. These children have more than enough now. Tours for Tots came. We were adopted by two church groups, who helped us, and it's just going to be a wonderful holiday for them. I think this will be the first real Christmas they've celebrated in their real lives. My new grandson, who is 3 months, he received everything he needed, the cradle, pack and play. I think the boy has in the clothes, maybe it's the last one, until he's 3 years old now. So, I mean, I'm just grateful for that blessing and that the town of Kankakee came out for us like that. It was kind of hard for me to drop my pride and ask, because I'm used to being a provider, and to ask for help, humble myself and ask for help was hard for me, but I didn't do it for me, I did it for them. And I'm just grateful that God provided for them the way he did, because they basically mean the world to me. On the downside, my son, who is in his addiction still, was stabbed 4 times Thursday morning. And he had to have an operation, and he just got out of ICU yesterday, and I had told him he could come here. I've extended my home to him several times, but the drugs is keeping him in Indiana. Even now, after all of that, he was supposed to come here. And yesterday, he was refusing phone calls, refusing visits. And he has decided that he's just going to stay where he's at in Indiana, where someone has attempted to kill him. It's like he just doesn't see. The devil has such a tight grip on him. I just can't believe it. I mean, he's faced a near-death experience, and yet still, he'd rather live that lifestyle than change. And I turned him over to God a long time ago, but it bothers me. It's like I can't help but keep thinking the worst of what's going to happen eventually.
Well, this is the reason why God has us pray for those who can't pray for themselves, so that they're still covered in prayer. And as long as they're okay with it, God can still move. He is a sovereign God. If you pray and that person isn't saying, no, Father, I do not want your help. I do not want heaven involved. God will move. God will find a way to move. He will create a way to move. You have to stand flat-footed. And it's hard because it's your parent, I mean your child. But you must stand flat-footed and keep decreeing the word of God. If your feelings have you decree anything other than the word of God, you have allowed your feelings to speak a lie.
Okay.
So you have to be decreeing and declaring that he shall live and not die.
Okay.
I will be speaking Psalms 91 over my child so that he has the protection of heaven no matter what he does or goes through. And then when he does come out, or God brings him out, he has a testimony and he can go back in and help others. So we have to trust God and not keep looking at the incidents that's going on and allowing the incidents to change our confession. So we have to continue, no matter what happens, we're still saying, you shall live and not die. You shall live and not die. God said the power of life and death, the power, the ability of life and death are in the tongue. Somebody has to be confessing life over their children. But a lot of times when people die, we wonder, Lord, why did they die? What did you speak? Or what was spoken? Was death spoken? Was life spoken? So we have to, again, we have to follow the instructions of God and speak life over our children. Speak life over those that are attached to us, those that we're praying for. We have to speak life because God says the power of life and death are in your mouth. What you're decreeing, what you're saying. So you have to be decreeing and declaring life over your children when they can't do it.
Okay.
I'm going to have Sister Tangela cover you in prayer. Sister Tangela, are you on the line?
Good morning. Yes, and amen. I am here. I have heard the beautiful testimony, and I tell you, a closed
amen.
Mouth don't get fed. And sister, you
amen.
Opened your mouth, and you spoke and you requested the things that you needed, and God provided. So I glory,
yes, he did.
Glory to God with you. I praise God with you in that awesome testimony. He said, on one hand, yes, you are struggling. Yes, you are tired. He said, but on the other hand, I am right here with you. Praise God.
Amen.
He has just provided abundantly. Thank you,
yes,
Lord,
amen.
For that.
Yes, yes.
I am definitely going to cover your son in prayer. I'm going to cover you as well in prayer because sometimes we don't feel like we are strong enough or powerful enough to pray for our children. Sometimes we feel that we're weak when it comes to our children, but I want to tell you that that's not so. Okay? Just like Pastor Mel said, you have to speak life. Go to that scripture and add your child's name into that scripture. Psalm 91, the one that he professed. I pray that you have written that down and put that in your prayer for your son, because what is happening, the enemy knows that your son is powerful in the kingdom of God, and he wants to keep him blinded as long as he possibly can, because if he sees where he's at, like Pastor Mel said, he could go and pull somebody out of that. That's just a mess. Yes.
Amen.
I see you now. I know
Amen.
Who you are. I pray that God will provide light to his
Amen.
Eyes that he will see. I'm going to pray for you here in a minute. Also, Pastor Mel, I received
yes,
a text on yesterday from Apostle Overton about a young boy named Noah who was shot in the face.
Oh, wow.
Would like to pray for him and his family as well. Okay,
yes,
I know we have had some amazing prayers go up to the Lord this morning, and I stand in agreement with each and every one of those prayers. And Pastor Mel, after I pray for Sister Chantala, her son, what is your son's name?
Marshawn, M-A-R-C-H-O-N,
Marshawn. Okay, after I pray for Sister Santrella, her son, Marshawn, and Noah and his family, of course, Noah has already gone and been with the Lord, but praise God, that's all right. I'll still pray for his soul. I'll pray for his family. And then, Pastor Mel, I have a couple of announcements to make after that, if that's okay with you.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you today, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come together, connect our faith with one another, fellowship with one another, sing psalm and praises unto you together, encourage one another and love on one another. We thank you, Lord God, that we belong to you. We thank you that we are under your umbrella of protection, of provision, of life, of love, of unity. We thank you, Lord God, that we are a part of your body, that one part cannot say that they don't need the other part, Lord God, but that we all function as one, that there may be no schism in the body, oh God. Oh, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We worship you. We come and we bow down before you this day. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise that is due unto you. Only you, Father God. Only you. We come bowing humbly before you to approach your throne, to approach your holiness, oh God. We know in and of ourselves we are not worthy. But by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one, the anointing and the anointed one, the heavenly holy priest, the one true living Son of God, you have made a way for us to come to the throne, the threshing floor of God. And we humble ourselves before you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, oh God. Oh, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Shachella's heart for her family, oh God. Thank you that she never gives up, oh God. Thank you that she presses forward, oh God. Thank you that you are her strength and her shield and her buckler, oh God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You are so worthy. Oh, we just bless your holy name today, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that you will strengthen her continuously, that she will raise those children up in the love and admonition of you, Lord God, and that no weapon formed against those children shall prosper, that, Lord, she will lead them and guide them in your ways and in your truth, and, Father God, that they will be reciprocal of your message, of your love, of her words, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that they would honor her as the woman of God that she is, oh God, in their lives, that they would appreciate her, Father God, that they will grow beyond the expectations and the limitations that life has placed upon them, Heavenly Father. I pray for these children, from the oldest to the youngest, from the tops of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh God. I pray that you will give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I pray that you will give them a thirst and a hunger for your righteousness, oh God. I pray that you will lead and guide their footsteps. Steps, oh God. I pray that you will pour blessings and miracles upon that household, oh God, that the cupboards would be overflowing, that the refrigerator would be overflowing, that the heart and the love of God will be overflowing in their lives, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we give you praise, honor, and glory for this. Oh, we thank you, Lord. And Father God, I would like to lift up Marshawn. Oh, my God. Lord, you have made him powerful beyond belief. I know with a mother like Shatrella, I know with a mother like her, you have put some seed inside this young man. I know that there is something good inside of this young man. Oh, Father God, I ask that you rebuke the enemy as the angel Gabriel said unto Satan, the Lord rebukes you. I pray, oh God, that you will go into his life. This is the power of your resurrection, oh God. Go into his life, oh God, and give him life. Bring him back to life. We call forth, Marshawn. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we call him forth just as you called Lazarus from the dead. We call forth Marshawn in the name of Jesus out of darkness into your marvelous light, oh God. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you will lift him up out of the miry clay. Wash him, oh God. Let his feet on solid ground. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you send your warring host of angels for him, oh God, and pull him up out of that pit of hell, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give him sight to see, oh God. Remove the darkness, the veil from his eyes, oh God. Heal him, Lord God. Heal his mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we walk by faith and not by sight. We speak those things that are not as though they are. You have given us power and authority. Lord Jesus, you said we will do greater and mightier things than you have done. And I recall that you just spoke a word, Jesus. You spoke a word, and it was so. Oh, God, by the power and authority of you, Lord Jesus, that you have given unto us, not that we are mighty, but that our names is written in the Lamb's book of life, that you have given unto us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And as I pray this prayer for Sister Chantrella's son. I pray the same prayer for all those mothers who are crying out and their fathers who are crying out for their children, oh God. Hallelujah. The time is now, oh God. The time is now, Heavenly Father. We implore you this day, oh God. We cry out for our young, oh God. We cry out for the children that you have given us stewardship over, oh God. We have done our best, Lord God, and we release them into your hands, Heavenly Father, because you called them. Those souls belong to you, oh God. You said, suffer the little ones to come unto you. Hallelujah. And you called them at an early age. The devil is a lie. And the truth is not in him. But your word, oh God, your word shall not come back unto you void. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we give you glory and honor for the things that you are doing in each and every one of these children's lives. Oh God, that person that shot Noah in the face, the 13-year-old boy that was shot in the face, oh God. I pray mercy on that family, oh God. I pray peace for his parents, oh God. I pray love in that situation, oh God. I pray that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way, oh God. We've been outpouring this day, oh God. So much turmoil is going on. We got fires over here. We have hurricanes over here. Oh, God, we see you even in the midst of the trials and the tribulation. Our eyes and our hearts is focused on you. And, oh, God, as we cry out to you this day, we command, we decree and declare that your hosts of angels, your heavenly hosts of angels is dispatched this day, oh God, to make sure that your will and your purpose is done here in the earth as it is in heaven. I pray, oh God, for every leadership, oh God. I pray for every child, oh God, those that are servants and those that are being served. Oh God, I lift them up before you, every situation. And this little cold, Lord God, that is going out, some got the flu, some got the cold, I ask that you touch the bodies, oh God, of your people, that it might not stop the work that you have inside of them. I thank you for Sister Angela, Deaconess Angela, being on the line. No matter what she said, she will not let the enemy have victory over this. She prayed even through her cough, so God, I ask that you heal her body this day, oh God, that she will be able to enjoy the festivities and have a Merry Christmas with her loved ones, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I would like to pray for Apostle Overton, Lord God. Only you know her plight, Lord God. Only you can give her rest, oh God. Only you can speak love into her, and she'll receive it. I pray a covering over her, an anointing, oh God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, oh God. I pray that everything that you put her hands to do, that she will do it, and it will be blessed according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, and wealth will overflow in her life, oh God. I would like to pray for the churches that each and every one of us attend. I pray, Lord God, for financial blessings, financial stability, financial overflow, oh God, to keep your doors open, to pay your bills, Heavenly Father, to look after your community and your people. We need you this day, Lord God, and we do not stop pressing in because, oh God, only you can provide. In the name of Jesus, I cover this prayer in the blood of Jesus, and there will be no backlash on not one family, because we declare the battle is yours, Lord God, but the victory is ours. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Pastor Mayor, I would like to make an announcement that Apostle Overton's play, Silent Scream, will have its first run on December 27th. For those who would like more information, please call area code 312-798-9460. Again, that is the debut of her play, Silent Scream. And this play is actually based on a true story, and it's free. Okay, so once again, that date is the name. Let me back up. The name of the play is Silent Scream, and its debut is on December 27th. It is free. For those who would like more information, please call area code 312-798-9460 and be blessed. Go out and support the Apostle and just enjoy it and be a blessing unto her as she is a blessing unto you because she prays for you continuously all the time in her prayer meditation, in her watch hour. And we just thank the Lord for Apostle Overton and all that she has provided this line for us to be able to stand in agreement in prayer with each and every one of you and come together and join us. Spirit and love and truth. Pastor Mel, I'll pass it back over to you. Thank you for allowing me to make that announcement.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Also, we will be posting information about the play. Also, Apostle Overton is releasing her book this month, Free to Be Me. That information will be posted on the FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Facebook page as well. So please look for that and please support. We have to support kingdom endeavors. Amen.
Amen.
So is there anything else from anyone before we conclude? Okay. If all hearts and minds are clear. Again, we thank you for tuning in. Please visit the FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Facebook page, follow the ministry, interact with the ministry, leave your prayer requests throughout the week. If emergencies arise, please go to the page, leave us a note, inbox us, or just post the issues that you're going through, and we will bombard heaven and take those issues before the throne of grace. So we will reconnect. We love you. God bless you. God favor you. And we will see you next week.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the whole church say amen. God is so good. Lord, 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 Lord.